Are those specters?
You mean the mythical creatures who live underground? Yeah, I think so. And it looks like Ben might have landed in the middle of them.
John pointed at the ghostly arrow that was aimed directly at the largest cluster of toadstools.
I mean, Ben did say he had met them before. Hopefully they're friendly.
Only one way to find out.
Ellie stepped out of the passageway and into the massive cavern. As they walked toward the clear, glowing lake, they made no effort to conceal themselves and soon were standing on the shore. As soon as they were noticed, the specters vanished. One minute there were hundreds of the little people visible, and the next there wasn't one in sight. John could feel hundreds of eyes staring out at them from the Toadstool City and didn't want to startle them any more than they already had.
You communicated with the Grimm. Do you think you could communicate with the specters?
Yes, but only if we're touching.
Then let's sit down. Ben should be safe if he's in there. I don't feel any sort of bloodthirst or aggression from him.
Sitting down on the shore, John rested his hands on his knees and they waited. Nothing happened for almost 10 minutes, and just when John was going to get up and try something else, there was a stirring in the water. A small boat shot out from among the toadstool stalks and approached where John and Ellie were sitting. Standing in the boat were four small figures, while another pushed the boat along with a pole. One of the figures wore a mask, but the others looked exactly like what John had always imagined elves looked like, except they were only 2 feet tall. Their golden eyes were large and expressive, and pointed ears rose to poke through their white hair. Incredibly pale skin covered their bodies and was in turn covered by leather and fur armor that appeared to be as well crafted as any John had ever seen. In their hands they held bone spears with crystal blades, and John could see daggers at their hips. The boat stopped a dozen feet away from the shore, and the masked figure looked between John and Ellie for a moment before bowing.
Welcome to Kemshalla.